Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Okay, one, two. Okay, we're on. Do I really gotta do this? I don't know, it's demeaning. Wait, they're paying how much? Okay, never mind, I'm doing it. Hey everybody, Factor the Crocodile here, proud leader of the Chaotix Detective Agency. We take any case that pays. Anyhow, I'm just here to tell you all how supportive I am of the Chaotix Detective Agency in their noble hunt for George Washington and whoever he might secretly be. I don't know what that means, but you can do it, gals. If you have any hints, call him on 555-420-CHOW. That's the Chaotix Detective Agency at 555-420-CHOW. I wish you luck!
Welcome to the Bee and the Berry.
I'm the Bee.
And I'm Strawberry.
And this is an irregularly released Sonic fan podcast where we just talk about
Sonic fan fiction.
And other things.
And other things.
Yes. Today we're here to talk about
our very first guest.
Yee!
I can hear a song in the wind. It's coming from a bird. I'm introducing Songbird's Melody.
Woo! Welcome to the detective agency, Melody.
Hey, everybody. Happy to be here.
Sorry, I had a crocodile in my throat there. I do apologize. Hello.
Whoa. Have you been waiting? Did you think of that like a week ago and we're waiting to use that?
I have been workshopping that specific line all day.
That is so funny. It was really good. This is so fantastic. We're so glad that you're here, Melody. Melody is a fan fiction writer and also, clearly, a gifted voice actress. And
thank you.
Also, one Strawberry's beta reader.
Yes, beloved beta reader. And Melody has also written a number of fan fiction, including Sonic Together and the Chaos and Soul fic, as well as having an audio drama that Melody has put together all by her dang self.
That's amazing. What a resume.
Yes. a very accomplished girly pop, indeed.
Yes. Yes. A girl who is going fast, one might say.
Yes.
A girl who's got a girl fast.
I never stop. It's a lot. I also never finish anything. Well, Chaos and Soul got finished, but that was because I was under a deadline.
That's what I was going to say. I read all of Chaos and Soul.
You've read it? Oh my god.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Why would I invite you here into my house without reading your stuff?
See, now I look bad because I've only read one chapter of your fanfic.
No, that is not true. My fanfiction is a monstrosity and I don't blame anybody for not touching it. Oh man, we have so much to talk about, so much experience, shared experience at this podcast right now. But before we dive into asking Melody a lot of questions about her process and her projects, we should talk about the news.
The news.
The thing that we have to most pressingly talk about in the news right now.
Yes. Nothing else to talk about other than
dark beginnings.
That's it. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
No.
Dark Beginnings was previewed at Anime Expo this year. I did not attend Anime Expo.
No, but you did attend Sonic or Eggman Revolution.
Yes, which was very fun. Shout out to all of the people that I met at the convention. It was super fun. Got to see a whole bunch of really talented Sonic artists, voice actors, cosplayers. There were so many good cosplayers, actually. There was this one silver cosplayer that had, like, the most slay outfit. And also, shout out to the guy who had my haircut, who was going around and singing Sonic songs on a guitar while we were online waiting to get in.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Did he have a good voice?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was actually very fun. Everybody was singing along. We were singing City Escape. And
cute.
Live and learn, you know, the good old tunes.
That sounds like a really fun time.
Yeah, it was. It does.
So now that we've addressed every important piece of news that there is to address.
Yes.
Let's talk instead to Melody.
Hello.
Hi, and welcome.
Have we not been talking to me? Sorry, I've just been interjecting.
No. Who are you? How did you get here?
I don't know, man. Who am I? Maria.
I just can't. I, like, literally, like, physically don't know how to react when fucking Shadow the Hedgehog shows up in my ears, you know? I, like, freeze up.
You need to pledge your allegiance to the ultimate life form.
Hey, Melody, will you tell him I don't want to talk to him?
Okay. I'll let him know to keep it down.
This is a true story we were just talking about, but Melody has a incredible, I guess you would call it a radio play or an audio drama of one of her fan fiction scripts. And showed it to me, and it's sort of like,
you doxed me again.
Oh, shit, that's fucking... B! Sorry.
We can cut that out, right? That's fine.
It's just hard because we're friends. Sorry.
If it helps, you didn't dox anything to me because Straub forgot to change her Switch name when she added me. So, like, for a solid month there, I just, like, I'd seen it and I just, like, didn't say anything.
We should talk about this because one of the questions that I have on my list is, how do you, Melody, and also
me?
Damn it!
Well, we're just going with that now.
God, fuck.
Okay, how far back do we have to rewind now? So
we are going, we're traveling like 2 minutes back in time. Here we go! Okay. I'm not going to do it again, I promise. What I was saying was... I have a question coming up for you guys about how you handle internet relationships and when and if you choose to give information and things like that.
Mm. When it comes to, like, internet relationships, of course, I think it's, like, a gradual, like, you slowly find that you get to talk to each other more and more, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah,
like, you definitely. Feel, like, I don't want to call it a chemistry, but that's just the best word that comes to
that's
mind.
That's what it is.
No, yeah.
I believe in that. So how long have you guys known each other?
So I was a reader of Straub's fic. Mm-hmm. Go read Tales Solo. That's not what it's called anymore. Go read Reaching New Heights on AO3 right now.
She's an OG.
I was reading it since it was called Tales Solo Adventure. Aww. So that's why that's still in my head. I was there before the first round of edits. But...
You saw her at her darkest. If you can't handle her at her before first round of edits, you don't deserve her at her Reaching New Heights.
I saw her on her at her notes app on the trainist.
Yeah.
My God.
So I don't know if I really commented very much. I feel like I left one comment, maybe.
You left a comment.
But then it was around December of 2023. I was like, I don't have a single Sonic Mutual. And I have been a Sonic fan since I was a very young child. Mm-hmm. And I have never been part of the Sonic community, like anything. I've just kind of been enjoying Sonic as its own isolated thing mm-hmm. without the pressures of the community. But I was like, screw this. I need a Sonic friend because I want to talk about Sonic to somebody.
Aww.
And I was like, well, I know someone's fic I really like. So I found your Tumblr, and then I was mulling over it for a few days. Like, I was like, should I just, like, say hi or something? How do you do this? So I sent an anonymous ask to your Tumblr account.
That's
asking
so
you
funny.
Who your favorite character was. You said Tails, obviously.
And then
I was like, oh, you're nice when it comes to, like, talking to people. I feel a little more confident messaging you now. And so I, like, engaged in a little bit of conversation, you know, popped up over, a few days. And then we just kind of started talking. We moved over to Discord. I had just started publishing my fic. Mm-hmm. So I was a couple of chapters in.
Yeah.
And I asked Straub if she would like to beta read in, like, early January by this point. And she said yes, and that was wonderful. And then she asked me if I would like to beta read. So we're mutual beta readers, and from then we've just hit it off.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like I just was told the greatest love story of all time. Like, that's so well, cute.
Don't tell my
the greatest
this.
Platonic story right. of all time.
The greatest friendship love story of all time. Love yeah. in any forms. Wow, that's so cute.
Yay. Yeah, I kind of stalked you for a little bit there. I don't know if I would call it stalking. But...
No, it's so real. Like, again, internet on the internet, boundaries are weird and you can be a different person and communicate in a different way.
No,
so to
definitely.
To take your time to feel out a person and be like, okay, is this somebody who I can consider investing in a way that feels real and not weird and
yeah.
through the matter of the internet.
I mean, I'm glad that I responded in a way that was nice enough to make you say hello.
Yeah, actually, this is a stupid question, Melody. Could Strawberry have responded to your anonymous ask with a character that would have made you not introduce yourself to her?
I don't think so.
Like, if she had been like, my favorite is Chris Thorndike.
Oh, maybe then, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a very canon compliant writer, and so I don't fuck okay. with like Archie comic universe, Sonic X universe. I didn't even like Sonic Prime.
These are hot takes. These yeah. are hot takes.
Yeah, I know. IDW I'm more on board with.
Sure.
I hear you with the canon compliant. I think that's the other thing too, is that we're both fairly canon compliant yeah. in our writing.
No, definitely. Mm-hmm. So if like I've become friends with people who have been into those kinds of things, but, like, I've become friends with them first. And so if you had said, like, Chris Thorndike or, oh, I love Bonnie Rabot or something, I would have been like, okay, I mean, you're probably still a cool person. We should still definitely be friends. Your fic is canon compliant, so you clearly know how to write within the main Sonic universe. But that's not something that really appeals to me. But I appreciate that you like those characters, theoretically, if you had liked those characters, I guess.
I should also say, for any of our listeners, if your favorite character is Chris yeah. Thorndike, yeah. you are valid.
Melody, we're trying to get people to like
Sorry,
us.
Sorry, I kind of backtracked a little there at the end. I realized I was maybe being unintentionally a bit mean to people who don't just fuck with main Sonic canon. I appreciate, like, there are a lot of Sonic Prime fans out there, and I love what they get out of the show. It just wasn't for me, and that's okay.
Yes, and that is great and fine.
Exactly.
Yes. And also, you don't need to be a canon compliant writer to have interesting and fun fan fiction that people will enjoy.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
100%. Fan fiction is literally made by you for you.
Exactly.
Be as canon compliant or non-compliant as you want. And then just like you guys did, find the people whose sensibilities match yours.
Exactly. Yeah. This is why we say it may not be canon, but it is correct. Because it's correct to you.
But like literally, B, your fic is an AU, so like...
Yeah,
I would be very hypocritical if I started yeah. dissing on non-canon compliant writers.
Oh, God.
Amy is not a princess.
Yeah. Anyway, back to beta readers, people.
Yeah.
So, what can a beta reader do for you? Like, what can a good beta reader bring to the table for you? What do you bring to the table for each other?
I would say that a good beta reader knows how to engage with not just, like, the technical aspects of writing, such as, you know, typos and sentence structure and word choice, but a good beta reader knows how to engage in the world of the story that you are trying to create. I think we have an interesting relationship when it comes to beta reading, because
yeah.
you don't know, like, what I have yes. planned for the rest of my story.
That's good.
I'm completely in the dark.
Well, like, I let you in on, like, if there's something that, like, I'm having trouble figuring out and I'm like, okay, yeah. like, I need, like, a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, I'm there to help with, like, the lore dumps and the, like,
yes.
how do I get out of this situation kind of dealios.
Yes, but also, Melody, you are just very good at understanding lore. Way better than I am in some cases. So that's also why I trust you with that job. Beta readers have to understand each other's intentionality. And I think the point is that we are not trying to write each other's fics for us. No. We are trying to help our author put pen to paper in a way that is genuine to them and their intentions for the story. Hmm. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, I'll start by saying that you were in a similar situation initially to me, where I was keeping secret from you the kind of twists and turns of my story. But this is kind of a self-admitting defeat, but like I just got too antsy. I just wanted to tell someone.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep it in.
Yeah, that's so real.
And I feel like because both of our fics are kind of built on kind of a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you kind of view that for yours. I mean, definitely.
I do.
With what's going on. But yeah, like our fics are both kind of mysteries. And a lot of where I feel going into the later episodes of the first season of Sonic Together that I will be needing more like help with the beta reading stuff is foreshadowing. And like, is this a good foreshadow? Does it give away too much? Does it give away too little? You know, but beta reader can't help me with that if they don't know what I'm foreshadowing, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But I think what Strawberry does for me that I appreciate is I feel like I rely on her a lot to rein me in. I worry a lot of the time that I go too far outside of the realm of, like, would a character say this? My fic is quite, like, it can be serious at times, has a mystery, it's quite comedy-focused.
It's so funny.
It's got a lighter tone.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about it.
I'm glad you think so.
We'll go into that in a second, but I have some specific lines to quote out here that really made me laugh.
Actually, I was just going to say that I was talking to B in the car about, like, when I beta read your fic, and I know that I feel like a couple of the notes that I give you maybe once a chapter is like this piece of dialogue, this phrase is British.
And I don't often change it.
Which is valid.
When it's like a character saying something that's like British slang, I will. But I'm a stickler for keeping, like, I'll have a character say sidewalk instead of pavement or whatever, but I will not correct British grammar.
Mm.
I'm leaving that shit in there. As soon as I open a doc, the first thing I do is type in a word that's spelled differently in UK English so that I can correct the doc to British English.
Right,
so it will just stop.
Click ignore, don't change this stuff. That's so funny.
Yeah, like set doc to British English is the first thing I do.
So you'll have British you'll have British spelling.
Yeah, but not British slang.
Yeah.
So it's like that definitely, but also, yeah, I mean I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on character voice, but sometimes I can write jokes that I feel go a little over the top in terms of sacrificing realism for comedy, and Straub is there to rein me in when I do that.
Yes.
Because I grew up on a lot of comedy shows. Sonic Boom is the Sonic TV show that I've watched the most, while I'm not trying to, definitely, very funny, while I'm not trying to replicate that style, I feel because I'm writing the Sonic characters and I'm writing comedy, it sometimes can kind of drift into more Boom-like jokes, which I don't want to. Yeah, definitely. Especially with characters like Styx now being confirmed to be in modern canon. So it's like, oh, all of the Sonic fanfic writers writing Amy with her friends be like, damn, gotta put Styx in there.
Literally me.
And I can't wait to write this at some point, though.
It's so weird, like, toning her down.
Yeah, I don't
to
know.
To fit in, like, it's bizarre. And then the Chaotix, definitely.
Yeah. Would you say,
so comedy.
Is my Styx grounded enough?
Yes, definitely. Your Styx is grounded, yeah. When I read her, I'm like, wow, you've made her into kind of a more grounded conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
The things that she says are still unhinged, but they make a little bit more. It's like she's packing in a couple of pieces of evidence as well with her theory.
That's so nice. What the heck? Melody, you're so freaking nice. Okay, talking on comedy, because I have this pulled up.
Yeah.
I wanted to shout out this series of lines from Sonic Together, Chaos and Soul, Chapter 2.
Oh, God.
This made me laugh so hard.
Do you want us to read
it? Oh, yeah, together? Wait. Who do you want to be?
I'll be Rouge.
Okay. And I'm going to be Omega, if that gives you any sort of indication as to what part Omega this line. Is. Okay. Oh, do you want to start at this one?
Okay.
Okay.
My, talkative today, aren't we?
This is once again a foolish observation.
Are you just trying to push my buttons?
I am as proficient a comedian as I am at murder and destruction.
Shouldn't you be talking water level readings?
They are high. They are all high. This is menial busy work as punishment for rebellious actions.
That made me laugh so hard. Omega saying they are high, they are all high. So sassy.
Omega got that cushion.
Yeah, I love making Omega sassy. It's like my whole gimmick with him is he, you know, the I have no mouth yet I must scream. It's the I have no victims yet I must kill. So then when you give Omega like a guy to just beat the shit out of, it's so satisfying because he just goes ham. And you get to write, like, the craziest action sequences so that for the next few chapters, he's just raging and seething because he won't kill anybody. Like, ugh. It's great.
I'm just so impressed by both of your guys' ability to be very funny because, I mean, What Was Stolen is not a comedy by any means, but I do find that, like, that sonic brand of witticism in comedy is something that doesn't come as easily to me as, you know, long poetic descriptions of emotional statuses.
Yeah, but you can do the prose.
But sometimes poetry. I'd like to do the jokes, you know? So I think it's a very impressive thing that you guys, especially you, Melody, that just made me laugh so hard. Very funny.
You gotta hire out a joke writer.
Melody, are you available?
I'm not, but I know someone who probably is.
Who just writes jokes?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll do anything if you're willing to pay me. I mean, take this one out for size. Knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
The Interrupting Chaotix Detective Agency.
The Interrupting Chaotix Detective Agency?
Chaotix Detective Agency. We take any case that pays. Pretty good, huh? I charge $9.95 a minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
I guess we better wrap
this
podcast
up. That's hundreds of rings.
We pay an exposure.
Damn. Always need more exposure. I'll do it.
Yeah. Thank God. We don't make any money here.
Yeah, for the record, we don't make money from this.
You don't? I'm not getting paid for this? Oh my God.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I forgot. I thought we said that.
The facade is breaking. I'm not really nice. I just thought I was going to get money.
Yeah.
Melody.
Yeah.
Back to your fan fictions and the things you're good at. Tell me, I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time. Why do you create fan content in script format?
Because writing description bores the hell out of me.
Oh, God, that's so fair.
I mean, I can write stream of consciousness description for days. Once I, like, get into a character's head, I can just write and write and write and write. But when it comes to especially action sequences where there's a lot of fighting and movement, it just saps the motivation right out of me. Sonic Together, before it was a script format fic, back in 2022, actually, I had a fic by the same name of Sonic Together that was a prose fic.
Mm-hmm.
And I got quite a few chapters out, but eventually I just kind of lost the motivation for it. Mm. And so when I stopped writing for like about a year and a half, and then come late November last year, I was like, I still got that kick in me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have stories in my head that I must tell, and I love these characters. And this was like hot off the heels. Sonic Prime had been simmering in my brain for a little. I was like, finally, a canon-compliant Sonic TV show, and then it was alternate dimension stuff, and I'm like, okay, so this is going to be, like, completely disregarded by canon. This is not what I want out of a Sonic TV show at all. So I thought, you know, fanfic is there for people to create the things that they want to read. I want to watch a canon-compliant Sonic TV show. If they're not going to make one, I may as well just do it myself.
Take things into your own hands.
I love that.
Exactly. And I love writing dialogue, as you can probably tell.
Yes, you're so good at it.
The dialogue that I write and the fact that I just won't shut up. So there we go. That's why I write script form fics.
It's great. I feel like there's so many times where I'm writing a fic where one of my biggest concerns is, does this dialogue sound like the way humans talk? Like the way people talk?
Yeah.
And just writing script format is like the ultimate test and skill check of writing the way people talk, and specifically the way these characters talk.
Well, because it's also like you have to convey information to the characters, but also to the reader in a way that makes sense in the tone of voice that each individual character has.
Yeah. Exposition is definitely, I can read back on my writing sometimes and just realize that, like, oh, this character is just monologuing the plot for the other characters to understand. The readers don't need to hear this. And especially because this is like being published to be read rather than being produced to be made into a TV show, the stage directions are a lot different to how they would be if it was like a produced TV show. You have to kind of write those knowing that they are meant to give more emotion, especially out of the characters, than a TV script would. And so writing those stage directions can be interesting a lot of the time because you will incorporate a lot of specific actions and mannerisms that you wouldn't normally with a script. And I think bridging the gap between like a prose fanfiction and a made-for-TV script can be really interesting. I've gone completely off topic, but there we go.
No, I love it. It's a great perspective. Because the thing that you do is so unique. I love it.
Yeah, I want to see more. I want to see more script format fanfics, but there don't really seem to be any. I've tried, like, the tag I use to mark my fic as a script format, I've tried searching it on AO3 with, like, the Sonic, and I've not found much. And I really want to see how people tackle this format. I know there are a few out there that I admittedly still do have to read.
The revolution starts now. Here's the call to action out there. Everybody write a script.
Yes.
write a script now.
You don't write in Final Draft, do you, Melody?
No, I write in Google Docs.
You guys are crazy.
You want to know, B, do you want to know what Melody and I ended up doing? So I think...
Do I want to know?
I don't know. I think this might like freak you out.
You should tell the story because I don't know what you're going to say and I want to know now.
It was formatting your fic. Remember
God.
Manually formatting in Google Docs? Is that what you're talking about?
Not in Google Docs, in the actual AO3 editor.
Oh my God. That sounds so horrible.
So because I was talking with Melody about like improving the material that she already has. And one of the things that I told her was that, hey, like, the spaces between dialogue on AO3 is kind of hard to read.
Yes.
And I think don't have to hedge. It looked ugly as shit.
And so I was suggesting, like, okay, like, we got to figure out how to, like, tighten up, like, these breaks and spaces to, like, bold character names and stuff to make this a little bit more legible for people. Because, and this is why, like, I've become, like, a stickler for formatting in the sense of, like, that initial first impression matters.
Yes, it does.
Like, not even just, like, it's not just people reading the opening sentences of the fic. It's what...
How it looks.
Yeah, it's how it looks. Yeah. Because if it's messy, then people are less likely to want to read it.
Totally. I even, like, try to keep, you know, my paragraphs at a relatively... like digestible length, because sometimes if people just see that there's like five big paragraphs one after another without dialogue, they're just like, they can't wade through that visually.
Aside, one of my big pet peeves is seeing dialogue from multiple characters lumped in one paragraph. But I was telling Melody, like, hey, I think it would be really worth it if we reformatted the fic And Melody, you just decided to give me your login.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
I did one chapter myself, formatting it all the way through. And these were of the chapters that were already uploaded onto AO3. So like we had to format them on AO3 because they were already there. And I just, like, it took me like 2 hours and I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, Straw, I'm the kind of creative that will, like, vomit my ideas onto a page. And then because my ideas are out, I've splurted my creativity. I'm done. I'm moving on to the next thing. I don't care about how it looks. I've got my ideas out. That's all I care about.
Wow.
Straw is so good at, like, pushing me to mold that into a presentable form without having to, like, change a lot of what I've written. Obviously, in the beta reading, you know, that's when we change things around, but then formatting, they kick my ass into gear, and they're like, you need to format this. I now format everything before I post it, but in that initial push, yeah, I was just like, there are 5 or 6, I can't remember how many at the time.
It was six chapters.
There are 6 chapters uploaded. I did one, which was not one of the 6. It was like an isolated Christmas special.
Oh my god.
Because, yeah, it was like a separate upload. I've moved it over now, so it's part of the main thing. But like back then it was its own separate thing. So it's like 0 out of 6 formatted. I'm like, you do it. You do it. Not that I was forcing her to, obviously. She loves formatting, don't you?
Yes, I do. I did it pretty fast too, all things considered. I don't know what it is. Like, I like little repetitive tasks sometimes. Like, I've done, like, crochet and stuff.
Yeah.
And I like to do some of those things where it's, like, it might seem a little bit boring, but it's also, like, I don't have to think too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I, like, knocked that out in, like, a couple days.
Yeah, you really did. You came through for me hard. I don't even remember if I've changed my AO3 password since then. Please don't try to log in.
I would
hope that I did.
Oh my god. Beep bleep it. Wow, that is hilarious.
Yeah, but like then it's not even that. Like when I need to promote something on like Tumblr,
mm-hmm.
I will go to Straub and I'll be like, I've drafted up a post. They beta read my promotional posts. They tell me, like, should I post something promotional? They're like, yes, please, dear Lord, promote
your work.
I only post on Twitter because she tells me to, because I don't use Twitter anymore. I migrated over to Tumblr.
Yeah.
But apparently there are people on Twitter still, so...
There are.
It's only thanks to Straub that I post on Twitter now. She really is my marketing manager.
She is. She is big into yeah. She's our marketing manager now too.
Yes. If you get any notifications from @TheBeTheBerry on Twitter or Tumblr,
they are from her.
Yes. That's a strawberry special.
I don't know. I'm kind of in your boat, Melody. I never really felt the need to promote hard.
Yeah, if you write it, they will come.
Yeah, yes. And if they don't, then you still wrote it, and mm-hmm. that's great.
Exactly. Well, I like attention.
Okay. So what's your, like, relationship with commenters?
Please do it. I want you to do it. Why aren't you doing it? Please, God, do it. I will reply to every comment. Please.
Yes.
I crave attention, and I crave validation.
You crave the mineral?
Please comment on my fic.
Thank you for saying what everybody was thinking. Do it.
I don't write for myself. I do it for you guys. Please pay attention to me. Yeah. Please tell me I'm good.
All of these wholesome things we're saying about creating for the sake of seeing the things that you want to exist, to make them exist.
Not true.
It's baloney.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
I mean, I just
want attention.
I mean, real talk, like, I don't think promoting work should take away from the fact that you did create something for yourself. Mm. Like, it should still come from that same, like, mm-hmm. intention of you are creating something that you yourself are genuinely excited to write and to share. Mm. But I also don't think it's like, a moral failing or anything, or, you know, quote unquote, attention seeking, to put something out there and want people to read it because you worked on it, you know, like that's something that you poured your time and energy into. And of course, like, being mindful of how you go about promoting it, like, don't just be dropping links in random Discord servers, and, you know, like, have some etiquette when you're promoting. But, like, it's okay to be like, yeah, like, this is my Tumblr that I'm using to promote my fic. And every time I make a new chapter, I always make a new Tumblr post. And I'm like, hey, this is my fic. I put, like, the summary of my fic.
Yours are so good and comprehensive. I just get on Twitter and I'm like, hey, it's me again. I know it's 2 a.m. and it's been 2 months, but here's a chapter.
Yes.
But yours are really good.
I, you know, and it's also, like, something else that I've learned is that, like, no matter how big your audience is, because, B, you have, like, a very sizable audience when it comes to your fic, right?
I guess.
For me, it's, like, no matter if you have, like, 2 people or 2,000 people reading your work, I find that you should still... I don't want to say, like, still be thankful.
Yeah, of course. But, oh, like, no, you're right, though. Yeah, yes,
like,
yes.
You should...
No, every time somebody comes out of the woodwork to say anything, even you, George Washington, comes out of the woodwork...
We will find him. We'll get him.
Even you. I'm thankful for you.
Yes.
The first thankful.
Yeah, for all the things he did for this country and also for commenting on my fanfic.
I don't know. I just feel like... You should never be like, oh, like, I only have 3 readers. No. Nobody reads my work. Yes. You should never, never, ever discount the handful of people that are with you from your beginnings.
I know.
Melody's done that for me.
Oh, so sweet. You guys are too sweet.
Yeah, who knows? Eventually, one of your first readers could just, like, drop you an anonymous ask on Tumblr to gauge how friendly you are and then message you and then become your beta reader.
And then rope you into their audio drama.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I did not rope you. You asked.
Well...
And I gladly gave you the role with the most lines. Narrator. She's narrating. I mean, you should know this. You should have all listened to it by now. Sonic Together, episode 7, for some reason, is the only episode we've done.
Are you going to do more?
Oh, are we?
Yay!
Yeah, casting for season 1 is pretty much fully done. What? We've got one role left to cast, but I'm expecting an audition on that soon. Once everyone's cast in season 1, well, there's going to be a bit of a break before we start recording, because I know Straub has a big block in her schedule, and then right after she gets back, I have a big block in my schedule. But then, once that's all done, we'll start recording, and then it'll come out. And then we'll do Chaos and Soul, because that's a little mini-series that takes place in between season 1 and season 2. And then we'll do season 2 and whatever comes after, which I haven't decided yet.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you do have a big full slate of fun things to work on.
Oh god, oh yeah.
Wow, that's so fun. I can't wait.
And I just realized I didn't give a synopsis of either Together as a Whole or Chaos and Soul.
About
we kind of skipped
work.
That part.
We just got straight into talking about how good it was, but please tell us what it is.
Okay, so Sonic Together, as you should know by now, is a script format fanfic that's canon compliant in the Sonic universe with a comedic tone and an overarching mystery. But more than that, it is really, it's in the name, Sonic Together with all of his friends. It's a big focus on the wide Sonic cast. Sonic is obviously the main character, but we don't shy away. I don't shy away from placing the focus on... the side characters, episode 3, for example, Sonic doesn't show up until, like, the last scene. That episode is just about Knuckles and Amy. Episode 5 is a self-contained chaotic mystery story. There's a whole host of different things. It's kind of semi-episodic. You'll have those two episodes, like I've just said, are pretty much self-contained, but then you'll have bigger story-based episodes, the story of which... I won't go into too much detail, but it's very focused on Eggman and his relationship with his creations. And I'm really excited to see that story unfold. Chaos and Soul, the only finished series of Sonic Together Media, is a little 6-episode miniseries I created throughout the first half of this year, and it is focused on Blaze and the Soul Dimension, and it's your big adventure era Sonic, big epic adventure. Sonic and Blaze, but at the end, I feel like there's some real heart, and I think it's one of the best things I've ever written. So please, please, if you want to kind of gauge my writing style, read Chaos and Soul first. It's shorter, it's completely self-contained. You don't need to have read together to have read Chaos and Soul. And genuinely, I'm so, so proud of it.
Aw, that's great.
And it's
great.
Really good.
And it's finished. Sometimes people get
it's
into
finished.
Things and they're like, oh, you broke my heart because it's not finished.
Yeah.
This one's finished. No
it's a
fanfiction
that is finished.
Uh-huh. That's a good segue into like my final big questions. We've been here for 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything else before
yes, we
do
have.
That, though.
I would like to clear my name on being Melody's narrator because Melody cast me because she forgot to cast a narrator.
This is true. But also, you're the beta reader, so I feel like it's a fitting role.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And I'm not going to give anything away, and this might not even pan out, because this is, like, well into season three. I'm just, like, dumping everything here. I have a role or a segment planned for way later in the story that actually does incorporate your role as beta reader into the narration.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say
That's
any more than
so
that. It's very
funny.
Fourth wall breaking.
I love that. that sounds awesome.
Whether I'm still going to write that when we get to, I don't know where the plot's going to go that far ahead.
Right.
But that's something I want to do very far in the future. So stay tuned for that in like 4 years.
Anything else besides name clearing?
No.
Okay. My big final question for you, Melody, is just sort of like, why do you make fan work? Like, what about these guys and this world tips you into the edge of like, I have to just make?
That is a really good question. Well, I've been a Sonic fan as long as I can remember. You know, I have those kind of faded childhood memories of playing like Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Free Riders, later on Sonic Generations, where, like, I know that I played them, but I don't know how old I was or, you know, what I did or how I felt, but it's just always been there in my memories. And I've drifted kind of in and out of the Sonic fandom as I've grown up. I was quite heavily into the Mario fandom, actually, for a few years there. But then, you know, as Sonic kind of got his groove back coming into Frontiers, I really just started experiencing this franchise like I never had before, in the fact that I had always been appreciative of these characters and, you know, all of the Sonic games and their stories and everything, but I really started looking into these guys and there's so much depth there, like a surprising amount for a video game franchise with talking animal mascots. Like, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic 3 and Knuckles had a story with character arcs in a game without dialogue. So that's, story has always been a part of the Sonic franchise. And I think I'm a very happy-go-lucky person. I like to write things that are upbeat and comedic. And the Sonic franchise gives me a way to do that while also being able to delve into, like, deep lore and, like, eldritch horrors and shit like that. And, like, personal character studies. And I think people often criticize the Sonic games, I feel, for dipping into a character's personality and then leaving a lot. Like, Shadow, big example, obviously, because he is the early 2000s personified. He had a lot of story, and now he's reduced to, like, well, you know, nowadays he's coming more into his renaissance, but for a while there he was like edgy McShithead.
Yes.
And being able to take edgy McShithead and go, how did he become edgy McShithead from being this deep character that he was in Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic 06, and trying to fill in those inconsistencies in the lore where these characters' personalities do change is so interesting and opens up so many stories. And yeah, it's the characters, really. Like, they say so much while leaving so much for you to interpret and to say yourself. And that is the biggest draw. Obviously, the Sonic brand as a whole being so open to fan content definitely helps. They embrace their community. And the community, well, as I said earlier, I haven't really kind of delved into it much until very recently, is so open and willing to engage with ideas and give feedback and contribute and just love, love, love once you find those right people. It's such a warming environment that fosters and grows creativity. And I really couldn't be more thankful for the people that I have found that have really helped me express myself in art that features these characters.
That's fantastic. I agree. Once you find your crew, it's just so special to get to do, to make things together. To Sonic together, one might say.
Sonic together. Oh my god, yeah. Sonic together.
Sonic together.
Yes, so there are currently 12 voice actors involved in Sonic together, with at least one more for season one. So it's like a sizable crew that have come together just to like give my fanfic life. And I feel so proud, you know? I'm so, it's so warming that these people love these characters in this community and the creativity and my work so much that they want to be a part of this. And it's just, I couldn't ask for a better community to have found my way into. Seriously,
I love that. That's so warm and fuzzy. Yeah, goddamn.
Definitely.
Well, I said that was the last question, but we actually do have one more for you, and it's the real reason why we brought you here.
God, okay.
It's really important that you answer this honestly, okay? It's going to be a big one.
Okay.
Are you George Washington?
Now, I've been performing a lot of analysis during this podcast. While she's being interviewed, I've been taking my notes, you see. I can't share them because they're private, but I've come to the conclusion that we have not yet found our missing George Washington. The case must go on. In her innocence being found, we leave so many unturned corners to explore, and we will explore them all for a modest fee, maybe a large, sizable fee. It depends on how much investigating there is left to do. I gotta feed three mouths. Please pay me.
Or we'll take one comment on YouTube if you liked this. In payment.
Please, George Washington, give us a hint.
One hint. Are you listening, George?
That's all we need.
One wouldn't.
We will find you.
One hint? Okay, well, fine. Your name has been cleared and you are free to go.
Thank you. Set you free.
I don't want to go. I'm staying.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We can't end the podcast. I'm not leaving.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening,
yeah,
everybody.
Thanks for listening, guys.
And thank you, Melody, for coming on. This was
thank you for having me. I listened to the first episode, and you mentioned me once, and I'm like, oh, that's sweet. And then, like, 15 minutes go by, and then it's like, you're just gassing me up. I don't know if I can live up to those expectations, but I hope I did my best. Well, I did do my best. I hope I did well.
Listen, we're just here to be girly pop on me.
Yeah.
And if people don't like what we're bringing,
they can leave.
Yes.
I love women.
Hey, actually, wait, Vector, will you be the one to close it off? Will you say the motto for us?
Sure. The motto.
You know it?
Right.
The one?
Yeah, I know it.
It's, that we always say.
Did you always say, I got it. Just give me, if it's not, it's not. Canon.
Yeah.
Word. Comply. No, it's not. Canon.
Do you want to get paid for this gig or not?
I want to get paid. Come on. It's not canon if it's not compliant. 5554 chow?
Close enough.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time, and no money for you.
Chow.
Yeah, chow.
Aw, nuts. SPO's going to kill me.